decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14, 41,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
don't have an accent, and I no longer pay rent. But I met all my best friends in the hub of the universe. I don't need a reason, and I don't need a season. I consider it treason to judge someone by their city of birth. I was born in Green Bay, raised up in VA. Now I live in LA, and I think I just might stay. But if you ask me where I'm from, Boston.
The reason why we're here today is to say goodbye to a man who truly knew where he was from.
And that's when I leap from the casket and scream at the top of my lungs. Boston!
Oh, hello, I'm Suze, and here's your On the Town with Mikey D Boston Concert Report for the upcoming week. Starting things off tomorrow, Thursday, May 3rd, over at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, it's Big John and the Mattress Factory with Haley Catron at 10 p.m. And then at Adwood's Tavern, it's Strangers by Accident and Nemus. I love Nemus. 9:45 p.m. at Atwood's Tavern. Nemus likes to call themselves indie rock, but also other stuff. And then at the Lily Pad, it's Beaverton, Camilla Ortiz, and Eleanor Electra. The Lily Pad is in Inman Square, and that's at 7:30. Over at Club Bohemia, also known as the basement area of the Cantab Lounge, Groove Division, that's in Central Square at Club Bohemia at 8 p.m. They are a funk, R&B, and pop band comprised of Berklee students. And then the usual Thursday at Bull McCabe's, it's Crush Factory in Union Square, Somerville at 10 p.m. And now we're on to Friday, May 4th. There are two sold-out shows that are really good. And if you don't have tickets like me, then you will not be there. Lake Street Dive with Michaela Davis at the Sinclair in Harvard Square. That's at 7. Lake Street Dive has a new album, Free Yourself Up. Technically, they're not from Boston anymore, but they got their start here. And then it's the return of Jim's Big Ego at Club Passim in Harvard Square at 7. That is also sold out. And now on to some shows that you can still buy tickets for on Friday, May 4th. If metal is your thing, Anvil, Shadowside, Metal Flyer, and Roadhorse is from Springfield, are at the Middle East upstairs at 8. And then over at Lily Pad, it's Lady Pills, Fleece, and Boston Cream. And that's Lily Pad in Inman Square at 10. The goddamn delightful Tim Guerin has his first and third Fridays in May at Atwood's this Friday. That's at 10 o'clock in Cambridge. And then over at the Burren is A.V. Jacob from Northampton. He's having a full band EP release at the Burren Backroom, which has become a really lovely place to see music. If you haven't seen music there, you should definitely check it out. The Burren, of course, is in Davis Square, Somerville, and that's at 7 p.m. Over at O'Brien's Pub is a punk show, Tied to a Bear, Scamps, In the Meantime, and Blood Built Empire, and that's at O'Brien's around 10-ish. Allie McGurk has a first Fridays coming back this Friday at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville. And the usual time for Bull McCabe's is a 10 o'clock start. At Aeronaut Brewing Company, they are hosting Ghost Town Brass with the Melting Pot. That's an early show in Somerville, and it starts at 6:30 p.m. At the Plow and Stars on Friday, it's Mythical Beasts in Central Square, Cambridge at 10 o'clock. At the Lizard Lounge, it's Noble Dust, Grain Thief, and Cat Kennedy. And that starts at 9 p.m. Life Partners, Black Helicopter, Ringtail, and the Modifiers are at the Midway in Jamaica Plain on Friday at 8:30. And then there are also a couple shows just a bit outside of Boston to check out on Friday. Some Boston musicians are headed to Gloucester at the Cape Ann Cinema. Rick Berlin, What Time Is It, Mr. Fox, Willie Alexander, and Ruby Rose Fox are at Cape Ann Cinema. And if you've never been there, it's a really cool 100-seat living room-style cinema in downtown Gloucester. And then also a little bit outside of Boston, in Salem at Coto, is Worshipper, I Was Awake, Set Fire, and Cortez. That's 9 p.m. at Coto. Now we're on to Saturday, May 5th. Somerville songwriters Leisha Sky, Beth DeSombre, and Kevin So are at Arts at the Armory in Somerville at 7:30 p.m. And then from Salem, Quill is at Bull McCabe's on Saturday in Union Square, Somerville, and that starts at 10 p.m. Atwoods hosts another fantastic show on Saturday with Vapors of Morphine, Cambridge, 10 p.m. And then if you are feeling like you need a night of Madonna covers, Sally O'Brien's is hosting three supergroups of Boston musicians who are covering Madonna on Saturday night. That's in Union Square, Somerville, 9 p.m. And now on to Sunday, May 6th. The Dirty Truckers are taking over Atwoods in the afternoon on Sunday. That's 4 to 6 p.m. in Cambridge. The seventh installment of Kelly Davidson Savage's Rock Parents Photo Exhibit is on Sunday at Once Somerville. That starts at 5 o'clock. She has been doing this series of photographing Boston musicians and their kids. Performances include John Pohida International Airport, The One Smith, and also Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. Some of the people that are in this particular exhibit for installment number 7 include Jonathan Ullman, Eric Schmider, David Stoops, Tom Janowitz, Kelly Davidson Savage and her husband Matt Savage, Ashley Reeder, Joel Reeder, Josh Cohen, John Pohida, Christian Kundari, Walter Sickert and Edry Edry, Ali Thresher and Anthony Anz Conley, Andrea Gillis and Mark Panansky, Johnny Blazes and Brendan Higgins. So head over to Want Somerville to check that out. And then also on Sunday, over at Bull McCabe's is the usual Sunday night with Dub Apocalypse in Union Square, Somerville. That's at 10 o'clock. Martha's Vineyard comes to Cambridge on Sunday. Willie Mason with Isaac Taylor. He is related to those Taylors you may be familiar with. That's at Club Passim, Harvard Square, Cambridge at 6 p.m. Monday, May 7th is where I'm going to be, is at the Burren Backroom for Juliana Hatfield. That's in Davis Square, Somerville at 7 p.m. She is going to play her Bed LP in its entirety. It's the 20th anniversary of that album. She'll also be playing songs from her Hey Babe album that turns 25 this year. Yes, 25. And then she's also going to sing some songs from her new Olivia Newton-John covers album. And maybe I can convince Phil to play a song off that. Maybe. Possibly.
Maybe.
Also on Monday is Downbeat Mondays at the Sinclair. This is a 2017 Boston Music Award winner for Best Residency. It's Matthew Stubbs and the Antiguas, and they usually have a vocalist who joins them. I'm not sure who that singer might be for Monday yet. That's a Psych Rock, Harvard Square, 10 o'clock. And then on Tuesday, May 8th, it's Heavy Metal Tuesday at Once Lounge, the upstairs lounge at Once in Somerville at 7 o'clock. A Ghetto People band, a reggae band in Boston, play their usual Tuesdays at Bull McCabe's, Union Square, Somerville, 10 p.m. And then on to Wednesday, May 9th, it's the ABs at Bull McCabe's in Union Square. They play funk with a rotating cast of really talented vocalists. And because it's at Bull McCabe's, it is indeed at 10 p.m. And then one more for Wednesday, it's the Women of Prog Rock featuring District 97 plus Prog Award winner Schooltree, Laura Mead of Is, debuting her new album and Hypospace from Berklee College of Music. That's at the Regent Theater in Arlington at 7 p.m. That's your On the Town with Mikey D Boston Concert Report. See you out there.
All right, and thank you to Suze. We've played a lot of songs that are from bands that are performing this coming week, which is pretty awesome.
It's true.
But speaking of, let's turn it down a little bit, because we have Hidden Knives in Studio D. Take it away.
Thank you. tuning in, guys. We're Hidden Knives from Providence, Rhode Island. That one was called Welcome Home. This next one's called High Spirits. We'll be right back. Again, guys, we're Hidden Knives. If you weren't here at 10:30, thank you very much for tuning in and listening to us here on the Town on Mikey D.
With Mikey D. We're not on Mikey D, guys. All right. This next one's an old, old song that I wrote. It's called Hangman's Joke. Guys, again, thank you to WMFO for having us on. Sorry if I'm punchy, guys. I'm losing a lot of blood. Speaking of, this is Bloodlines.
Again, thank you guys for tuning in. We're Hidden Knives from Providence, Rhode Island. Matt Brown over on the drums. My name's Drew. We got a few more for you. Thank you again for tuning in, listening to us. Is the name of that song. Just ooh, dash, wee, exclamation point. We got two more for you.